A body of water on the phone, we have to dig out a place and catch it. Find out first if the water, a soil will support to hold the water instead of letting it leak through it. Then you dig your pond there, dig out a place there, and of course it fills full of water, and you've got water the year round and all the time.
Did you ever?
Beautiful ponds over yonder in the farm.
Did you ever fish much?
But no, I fished very little in my life.
You don't? What would you say if you were getting in a boat and somebody was pushing the boat off, you'd say you were?
Well, there's one fella that paddles the boat for you.
Yeah, if you're getting the boat out, you'd say you launched. What would you say? You launched?
It launched the boat?
Launched.
Yeah, when you put it overboard.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
You know the type of boat you'd go fishing with on a small lake? Had a flat boat.
I know what we used to go in.
What was that?
Dugout, made out of a log.
Dugout?
Yeah. And you're taking that log and just dug it out hollow here, and you left the sides up like that on it.
Yeah.
And you kept burning it, just cutting it out, burn it a little bit more and cut it out, or hew it out. Burn them was a day, back in that day, you burned it and made it, burnt till you kept it till you got it about that thick at the bottom and about that thick on the sides.
Uh-huh.
Kept getting them ashes out, and then burn a little bit more, char it a little deeper and scrape that out. But then they got tools that you could dig it out with, foot adds and
grouts.
Yeah, and grouts and foot adds and things like that. So,
foot
adds. You hear what a foot add is?
No.
Well, it's a sharp, sharp thing, got little curved corners on it. Comes up with a sharp curve on it. In other words, a blade.
Yes.
Curved corners on it, like this, see? And when you dig down, that curve will cut your wood out too, instead of splitting it out. You understand?
I see.
You use them with a handle. They got a peculiar handle.
You had a handle on?
Yeah, peculiar handle. You had to be very particular. If you let one of them damn things flip, you cut both legs off.
Yeah.
Oh, they're dangerous. So if you have one of them and a kid comes around, you grab it up and go and hide it right then. You can take no chance with a kid with them.
Yeah. If you had a real heavy rain here, what would you say that you?
Well, we had a flood, is what we generally call it.
Flood?
Yeah.
But if it only lasted a short time?
They call it a shower.
Shower?
Yeah. And if it rains real hard, a pretty good while, it rained down cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs.
Yeah. Most likely, you got to where it says it rained like hell all night.
Mm-hmm. If there's thunder and lightning with it, what would you call it?
Call it a thunderstorm.
Thunderstorm. I know you get real heavy winds. Do y'all ever have tornadoes here?
Oh yeah, when they call it, that gum storm come in August about 5 years ago, the one I told you destroyed. Yeah. Oh my God.
Came through here?
Don't mention that.
Have you ever lost anything from that? Did you lose a lot of stuff? Do you have anything?
Oh, I lost lots of beautiful pecan trees, lots of timber.
What would happen to them? They
just cave over.
Yeah, the wind would.
Right out there in my backyard, the big one fell right up against the house up there. Over on the other side, another big one out there. The prettiest trees I had, the most beautiful trees I had. And over in the orchard over there, biggest, prettiest trees I had.